It was a relay race like no other. 647 miles over the unforgiving desolation and bitter elements of the Alaskan frontier in the dead of winter. Teams of men and dogs working together. The goal? To make it from Nenana, Alaska to Nome faster than it had ever been done. Nome, Alaska was a small village on the Bering Sea just below the Arctic Circle. It was the last outpost of the Alaskan territory, since in 1925 it would still be 34 years before Alaska was granted statehood. The method of travel for this relay race was dog mushing, which takes its name from the French word marchons, or let's march. Mushing consists of teams of Siberian husky dogs. Each team of between 6 and 12 huskies are guided by sled drivers, who themselves are a rare breed, built for the demanding conditions of the Arctic. This relay race would include 20 mushers and about 150 sled dogs. A single 20-pound package passed from one driver to the next would be proof of the race's validity when it arrived in Nome. On January 27, 1925, at 9 p.m., Wild Bill Shannon took off on the first leg with his team of 9 huskies into the dark night. Because of the Arctic winter darkness, there were only a few hours of light each day, so the expertise and knowledge of each team were essential for them to be successful. And these teams were the best. The temperature when Wild Bill left Nenana was minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit. But that didn't last for long. Soon, it dropped to minus 62 degrees Fahrenheit. The next morning, at 11 a.m., Wild Bill Shannon, with parts of his face blackened from frostbite, passed the verifying package to Edgar Collin. During his freezing leg of the race, the cold temperatures caused Collin's hands to freeze to the sled's handlebars, which required hot water at the next stop just to free them. And the next legs weren't any easier. One driver, Miles Gonnegan, described part of his journey as he faced whiteout conditions and gale force winds, which drove the wind chill to minus 70 Fahrenheit.
The eddies of drifting, swirling snow passing between the dogs' legs and under the bellies made them appear to be fording a fast-running river.
Leonard Sepala, the driver of the second-to-last leg of the relay, received the package. He immediately had an important decision to make if they were to reach Nome faster than ever. Now, Leonard was used to these harsh conditions, being raised in a small Norwegian town 600 miles north of the Arctic Circle. He was known to have the best dogs and the most experience of all the drivers. His small 5'4" frame, even at 47 years old, was fit as a man half his age. His decision? To either drive his team around the Norton Sound or to drive straight across the 20 miles of shifting, crackling, and moving ice to be able to cut an entire day off the schedule. Some people might have thought he made a foolish decision, but it was an easy one for Leonard. Nothing was going to stop him from getting his teams to Nome as fast as possible. So off they ran toward the barren, frozen sound. It was a decision that could literally mean life or death. Enveloped in darkness and mushing directly into the blinding minus 85 degree wind chill, Leonard Sepala trusted his husky's sense of smell to keep them on course, and the dogs trusted his intuition to keep them safe. Hours later, they safely arrived at the way station. An Eskimo-sod igloo on the far side of the shore where Leonard fed and warmed his team. They had traveled 91 miles on his leg of the relay, the longest leg of the entire race. The final leg was to be driven by Gunnar Kossen, who waited for the package to finish the last 53-mile leg into Nome. But nothing was easy in this race. The storm was so intense that Kaasen couldn't see his dogs in front of him. An 80-mile-an-hour wind gust completely flipped his sled, sending the verifying package into the snow. Shedding his gloves, he dug through the snow until he found it. He said,
"I couldn't hear, couldn't see, couldn't breathe. I felt as if the dogs and I were fighting all the devilish elements of the universe."
With Nome in sight, Kaasen was exhausted. The cold had penetrated his multiple fur parkas, and his hands were numb with frostbite. But at 5:30 a.m. on February 2nd, Gunnar Kaasen entered the city of Nome. Journalists who were covering the finish documented his arrival on their hand-cranked cameras. The collective crew of mushers had covered the 647 miles in 127 hours and 30 minutes, 5.5 days. The previous time for that distance had been 9 days. Mankind can overcome seemingly insurmountable odds for a variety of reasons. So, what was it that drove these intrepid dog sledders to face the coldest winter conditions in Alaska in decades just to reach Nome in the fastest possible way? Was it the pride of having done something better than anyone else? Was it the promise of fame through the ages? Was it financial reward or the promises of riches? No. It wasn't any of those reasons. Perhaps the only thing that would drive these men to do what they did went beyond those usual rewards. These men drove into the face of misery and possible death because they knew if they didn't, children would die. You see, just weeks earlier, a young boy went to the only doctor in Nome complaining of labored breathing. The next day, the young boy died. The doctor now officially diagnosed the disease as diphtheria, a highly contagious bacterial infection that can be fatal without treatment. In the next few weeks, 4 more children died because of its ravaging effects. Because it is extremely contagious, an immediate quarantine was put upon the entire town of Nome. The doctor sent a telegram to the United States Public Health Service in Washington, D.C.
"An epidemic of diphtheria is almost inevitable here. Stop. I am in urgent need of 1 million units of diphtheria antitoxin. Stop. Mail is only form of transportation. Stop. There are about 3,000 in the district."
Despite the quarantine in Nome, there were soon over 20 confirmed cases reported. Without the antitoxin serum, the mortality rate was expected to be 80%. The closest serum was found in Anchorage, but the farthest a train could travel was Nanana. From there, the serum still needed to travel that 647 miles to Nome. Airplanes were still in their early years and couldn't fly in the frigid temperatures and hurricane-force winds. The only way to avoid the deadly epidemic depended on these brave 20 sled drivers and their teams. The 20-pound verifying parcel was the serum, wrapped and kept warm by the teams because it was rendered useless if it froze, adding more pressure to their heroic efforts. The needed serum was delivered. It proved an effective vaccine, saving hundreds of lives, particularly children who were most vulnerable. The epidemic was halted. The sledders had shown the world that their best efforts weren't given to chase glory. Their best efforts were about saving the lives of their neighbors. That's why, against all odds, they pressed forward. Press forward and pass it on from passiton.com. You can listen to more of these bite-sized podcasts at passiton.com or subscribe to Pass It On, the podcast, available on your favorite platform.